Hey guys, my name's Toggle. Welcome to the third episode of Kangaroo Crossing. I've heard some people kind of say some stuff about my song, it being maybe too relaxing or whatever, but like I said before, I like it. However, I am willing to change it. I'd love to change it, have something that nobody else has, since this is just some song they put on GarageBand. So, if anyone has a song they would like to send in that has no copyright on it that won't get me sued, I'd love to play it. I really would. After all, it makes me more unique if I have a song that's very unique. And I'm sure there's some very unique people listening to this podcast. Well, you have to be unique. If you're just like everybody else and you won't listen to this. What normal person would listen to me? Well, then again, lately weird is normal. Which makes normal weird. Which just mixes things up, because now if you're called normal, that means you're weird, but you don't want to be normal. Oh boy, I'm gonna go on a rant, I can tell. Well, before I do, I just want to say that today's podcast is gonna be about legacies. The things we leave behind. The things that make us us. The things that make us remembered. I guess some examples I could give off right now. This podcast is my legacy. Something I'm gonna have to hopefully be remembered by and make sure other people know me. Then there's my art that I have on DeviantArt. I've advertised for it before, and if you want to find it, you'll find it. Just type Toggle and Kangaroo and DeviantArt, and you'll find anything by me. Well, hopefully by me. I would hope by me. I wonder if there's another Toggle Kangaroo out there. Competition. Well, before I go off on yet another rant, wait, I already said that. I'm ranting about rants. I'm ranting on rants. I gotta stop ranting. Ranting is an interesting word, though, isn't it? Rant. Rand. Oh, well. Anyway, I guess what kind of got me started thinking about legacies is the fact that this is becoming a bit of a deal. I mean, I just got on iTunes. Woot woot. I'm very happy about that, obviously. I mean, after all, it's, you actually had to look at my stuff and see if I was good enough and, you know, kind of browse through it long enough to say that, hey, this guy wouldn't be bad. And also, just decide that I was good enough to be on there at all. I mean, geez, that's, someone thought I was decent. I mean, I already know that there's some people on the forum that say I've got something going, and thanks everyone for your support. And again, the forum can be found at furf.theresetbutton.ca. It's the quickest link, apparently. Go check it out. Nicest furs on earth. I'm saying this every episode because they really help me. They complete me. Anyway, their support helps me keep going, keep ranting, keep talking, and I'm sure I'll get some more fans now that I'm on iTunes. I mean, I do want to ask a favor to anyone who is listening to this. Help me advertise a little bit. Put the word out that there's an Anthro podcaster out there. I mean, any advertisement you guys can give me, I can give back to you guys. Anyway, with this being these two things, anyway, being my legacy, my thing that I want to put forward, I thought about what other people do. The big things and the small things. One legacy, I guess, I want to bring up the smaller ones, the ones that no one really thinks about, are people who graffiti. Think about it. If you're in a bathroom stall and you look to your left and right and you see Todd was here or, Killjoy or whatever, that person now can be remembered whenever anyone enters the stall, so long as that person entering looks their left or right. I suppose that person who wrote that there is satisfied with this. I mean, what I really want to think about is the fact that they could go forward and change the world, write their mark on the entire world, but they settled for that one bathroom stall, or however many bathroom stalls they go to. And who knows, they might slowly become famous on that. But it's just amazing that the least amount of effort can still get you at least a small legacy. Of course, the even small legacy of the people who pee on the toilet. I hate those people. I mean, come on, it's not that hard to aim. Unless you're, a girl. I don't really want to talk about girls, really. We'll go into that one later, people. But, yeah, I guess that is a bit of a legacy because now you have to think about them as you wipe the toilet seat down. Well, I hope you think about them. At least long enough to wipe the toilet seat off. I mean, I hope you don't just, plop right down on it. I hope. I don't know. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you just don't care. There's bigger legacies out there too, like the people who write books or make movies and stuff. I mean, who doesn't know about William Shakespeare or Ayn Rand? Or actually, not that many people know Ayn Rand. I haven't read any of her books, I just know her name. Okay, William Shakespeare and well, William's a nice guy, right? I mean, he's got some stuff going. I'll just move straight on to the movies of Steven Spielberg's E.T. or George Lucas's Star Wars or music. I mean, we all know Beethoven. These legacies that these people leave behind are huge, immense. Stuff that the rest of us now have to look at and think about moving forward on, moving on to, making our stuff better than theirs. Looking at this, at the stuff that is already out there, the stuff that we've already achieved, is a bit intimidating. I mean, where there's no longer that first person to think of, cel shading as the coolest thing in the world, because now everybody does it. There's no longer that one person does like a little video game art thing because, you can find 12 other people who do the same thing. I mean, and this is an unfortunate thing or not, but I don't think I'm the first Anthro podcaster. I doubt it. I mean, I'm sure they're out there. Of course, who knows? If you guys advertise me long enough, I could be the best. Only you can help me get there, though. Every single one of you. But it really is a huge weight on our shoulders to try and overcome every generation that goes by. We've already passed generations that made giant pieces of blocks that would take the stuff that we have to the limit. Onto huge, giant buildings just for the dead. They're past, they're gone. And now here we are, and we can build skyscrapers with electronics and stuff, but in truth, who's better? Well, I guess, everyone would probably say the skyscraper because, air conditioning. But we have more tools to work with. They had slaves. Lots and lots of slaves. Sometimes you have to think about, is it cooler that someone can do something with a lot more tools? Or someone who can make a lot of things that aren't as good out of less things? I don't know, just kind of a thought to rush around your head a little bit. The main thing I'm going to try and finish off with, or at least push forward as far as the anthro community is concerned, is that now is our time. We're the new generation of furs. Sure, there's those people who started off with the whole science fiction community, but look at us. We've got our forums, we've got our types of fursuits, we've got our types of media. We're the next generation, and we need to make ourselves better than the last. We need to push ourselves out there. I mean, as a discussion has been going on the forum, which I already advertised for, and if you have not heard my advertisement and gotten this far, then why are you skipping through? I'm offended. I really am. Anyway, one discussion that's been going about is the fact that we're all seeming to come to the same conclusion: furry ain't a choice. Now, there's a lot of people out there who may not realize they're an anthro yet. We're not well known, though we should be. We deserve to be. And as time goes by, more people will find out they're furs, and they'll be hurt by the people who don't understand them, even though we are a very helpful community when they do find us. But since we're being so tread down upon, no one ever has the time to listen to us. When's the last time you've heard about a furry in the news in a good way? I mean, what's happened so far? We got a bad CSI episode that makes us all look like a bunch of horny perverts, which we kinda all somewhat are, but not so much. I'm probably gonna get an angry letter about that one. Probably. Anyway, we've got that. We've got maybe a few things on MTV that make us look bad. The only thing that almost made us look bad was some Google video about scritching. And if you don't know what scritching is, then I might as well take a moment. Scritching and scratching, it's a furry thing, and woo! I'll have to do a podcast episode on furry terms someday. That will be a fun episode, let me tell you. But yeah, we have the worst publicity so far. No one's taken us seriously. I guess no one really wants to take the time to take us seriously. The idea that we could be born like this, I mean, hell, people are still having problems accepting people being gay. I mean, if you haven't heard, there was some guy who actually, some Catholic minister who finally took the chance to say that maybe it is biological, but the actual thing he said was that if it is true and that being gay is a biological thing, then it is the parents' imperative to get that problem corrected before the child comes out. Basically, he's saying that even though God made us that way, we should try and fix that problem. If he does ever listen to this, I have this to say. While we're at it, let's go ahead and make that master race go about. You know, the whole everyone be white, blue-eyed, blonde hair. I think that might just go around fine. Ugh, I hate people who have too much blind faith. Blind faith isn't always bad, but too much is just a scary thing. Anyway, we need a fight to get ourselves known and well known and better known and known for good things. I promise to keep this podcast a positive thing for furries. It's my promise to everyone out there who's listening. It's my duty. I'll do my part, and this is my part. This is my legacy. But the rest of you, I'm not saying you have to, but think about it. Take some time to think what you can do for this community to make it a little better known, a little more positive. Something to make other furs. No, make is a bad word. To help other furs come to us, to help them know what they're missing and what wonders there are to the furry world. We need to be the gatekeepers, the people who are there to greet the new furs. We need to be the first generation to really put out something that others can know us by. We need to be the best darn furs we can possibly be. Otherwise, It might stop here. Legacies are what everything are built upon. And so, once again, think a little bit every day what you can do, what you could possibly do to help us go further, think further, swim further, whatever you can think of. After all, we're gonna be the ones that everyone's gonna know. We are the furry generation of this generation. We need a name. All right, now that we're getting towards the end, I am going to have to do a few more advertisements. Actually, the first is, let's figure out a name for our generation. Well, I guess, we don't really have permission to, but let's try. It'd be fun. I mean, who knows? We can come up with some really cool names, like, the Y generation, which stands for, we don't even want to be known as a YIF. YIF generation is what I was gonna say, obviously. But we don't really want to be known as the YIF generation. That could be the next one. Like the baby boomers. Baby boomers. I'm gonna have to work on enunciation to make this podcast a very excellent success. Anyway, let's think of some names. If you can think of some, send them into my email address, which should be somewhere to be, that's easy to find. And if you don't have it by now, you can send in some stuff to afro under dash thing bunny under dash thing mer under dash thing at yahoo.com. It's gotta be written down on this website somewhere. I don't really know what the under dash thing is, but it's basically like a dash that goes under a letter, and it's AFRO under dash BUNNY under dash MURR at Yahoo. If that one doesn't work, try badvibe13 at yahoo.com. BADVIBE 1313, obviously, at yahoo.com. One of these ought to work. Anyway, send in your ideas for our generation's name to this site. And also, any suggestions for this podcast, like new sections, new fun parts, new whatever, I'd love to hear it. Also, if you have some songs, maybe an advertisement you want me to do for you, maybe an audio clip, maybe you want me to interview you if we can find a way. I do have Skype now. Whatever you can think of, please, please email me, email me, email me. Oh, and also, don't forget the Ask Toggle section. Currently, our questions are running somewhat low. But if you help me out, we get them high, we have some new stuff to talk about. I think the last question I heard was, what do you think of scalies? And to this, I'm going to respond quite simply. I love them. They're a cute, lovable bunch. Sure, they're cold-blooded, but you can still grab them by the cheek and throw them halfway across a room. And you can't trust anyone further than you can throw them, so halfway across the room is actually quite good. You can trust them a lot. In fact, the only real fur I can say I know within a good distance is actually a scaly. His name's Vernacular. That's his name. I'm calling him Vonage or Vonna. Hi, Vonna. He hates it when I call him that. No, that was not an audio change. I really can laugh that low. I choose to sound like this, though I can sound much deeper. It's just creepier when I sound deeper. I hope it sounds creepy. It's my last resort in case I need to creep someone out. Anyway, scalies are cool people too. Scalies are part of the furry community. I completely and absolutely support scalies, and I encourage scalies to listen to this. All right, we're getting to the point where I have to have a closing note. My words to live by, words to follow, words section, which I think I'm gonna keep, because so far I'm starting to like it. But before I go into that, I reiterate, help me. Help me help you. Help you furries. Help you everyone. Anyone who's listening to this. Advertise if you can. Get a few notes out if you want. send in some emails. I'm saying this too much, but I have to say it because I need your help. This is my legacy. All right, words. Humans die, stay in the ground, or become zombies. Furries die, stay in the ground, or respawn. This is Kangaroo Crossing. Thanks for listening. Later.